This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Parshat Vayakel begins in a very unusual way. Vayakel Moshe. Moshe gathers everybody. Moshe taught Klal Yisrael all the mitzvot. And yet, we don't find by any mitzvah that Moshe gathered everybody. We don't find by tefillin, Vayakel Moshe. Not by talit, Vayakel Moshe. By Shabbat, Vayakel Moshe. Why now? All of a sudden he's gathering everybody. In Kitisa, he also taught Shabbat. He didn't gather everyone. Why all of a sudden now he has to gather everyone? Also, Moshe says, Eile hadvarim. Why Eile? He's only telling them one prohibition. Lo tiva'aru ej v'chol moshvoteicham. He's only telling them one thing. He could say, Zeh. Because by the next pasuk, by Melechet HaMishkan, he says, Zeh, this. So why by Shabbat he says, Eile? What's Eile? Perhaps we could say as follows. Maran Shabbat says, Kol HaShomer Shabbat Kehilchato, Afilu Oved Avodazara Kedar Enosh Mochlema. Anyone who keeps Shabbat, even if he worships idols, Hashem forgives. This is in the aftermath of the Egel. So Moshe is looking to be Metakein Cheta Egel. Egel is Avodazara. So Moshe says, guys, let's be Metakein the Chet. Vayakel Moshe. And he teaches them Shabbat to be Metakein for the Egel. But we know by the Egel, Vayikohel al Aharon, they gathered to Aharon. So Midak Nagin Midah, Moshe says, if we're going to be Metakein, Vayakel Moshe. Same exact word. By the Egel, they said, Eile al Hecha Yisrael. So Moshe says, Eile Hadvarim. Very interesting. Moshe tells Jewish people one of the Lametes Melachot. Which one? Why dafka don't light a fire? Why not don't take out watermelon seeds? Don't make the patish. There are 39 melachot. Why dafka lo tiva aru eish b'chol moshvoteichem? Perhaps we could say, oh, very good. What does the Shlach HaKadosh say? Lo tiva aru eish. What's the tzaddik saying? Rav Rachamim is saying from the Shlach HaKadosh, Lo Tevaru Eish B'chol Moshvoteichem. The Shlach HaKadosh says, Zu Azhara Lekas B'Shabbat. That if someone gets angry in Shabbat, it's like lighting a fire on Shabbat. You always have to be careful from Kas, especially on Shabbat. Moshe is trying to be Metakein Avodah Zarah, but we know Kol HaKoes Ki'ilu Oved Avodah Zarah. So Moshe says you can be Metakein Avodah Zarah, but be careful that you're not Nechshal again in Avodah Zarah. That's why of all the Lavim, he says, Los Varish, don't get angry. By the way, where in Gemara does it say, Kol HaKoes Ki'ilu Oved Avodah Zarah? Lo B'Shumakom. B'Chol HaShas, B'Chol HaTorah Kula, Lo K'siv B'Shumakom, Kol HaKoes, K'siv, Kol HaKoes, Kol hamishaber kelim bachamato, you be'enav ki'ilu oved avodah zarah. But it doesn't just say kol hakoes ki'ilu oved avodah zarah. But the Rambam writes kol hakoes ki'ilu oved avodah zarah. So my person asks, where did the Rambam get this from? It says in Zohar HaKadosh, kol hakoes ki'ilu oved avodah zarah. But the Rambam didn't have the Zohar HaKadosh. It's a proof from here, and Rav Meir Shapiro brings many proofs. The Rambam had ancient midrashim that we no longer have that say similar things to Zohar HaKadosh, but Bechol Talmud Bavli doesn't say Kol HaKadosh Kilu Oved Avodah Zarah. In any event, Moshe is trying to be Metakein Avodah Zarah, so he says, Vayakel Moshe, Keneged Vayikoel, Eile HaDvarim, Keneged Eile Elohecha Yisrael. But he says, be careful, don't be Nechshal in Avodah Zarah. Kemo Ma, Lo Teva Aruesh, Bechol Moshe Veitechem, Bechol B'Yom HaShabbat.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.